The owner of Living Well Coaching on the Fleurieu, Craig Cooper, is on a mission to improve our collective vision of gratitude for a better world. He's got a new book called Gratitude on Country, and he joins me now. Hi there, Craig.
Hi, Jenny. Good to be here. Thanks so much.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Tell us what this name means, Gratitude on Country.
I guess gratitude is the greatest of all virtues when we talk about people and how we can live a more abundant and a more appreciative life. My own personal journey, I guess, and being passionate about the environment and being on country, the metaphor underneath is a cry for a simpler life as well, and I feel simplicity. There's so many people today concerned about the future. And so I guess drawing on my own personal stories of a sense of appreciation and connecting to country. I've worked many years in First Nations cultures and communities across Northern Territory and South Australia, and so I've drawn on a lot of wisdom and I've connected and worked with a particular elder, Uncle Lewis O'Brien, who's a 92-year-old Kaurna man. And so it's been an amazing journey, and I'm just sharing my story. And the final chapter is leaning into this ceremony on country on the 9th of August. And on the 9th of August, if I may, Jenny, United Nations recognised First Nations people around the world for this concept of caring for country, custodianship, or caring for land and water. And so in 1992, if you may remember, the band Yothu Indi, and I met them when I was a young fellow, I started my working career out, they played their song Treaty in New York at United Nations, and all the countries voted in this concept of First Nations. And I think today we use the word sustainability as a key buzzword the last decade, and I think First Nations people, they've understood this concept for thousands and thousands of years, is to live in harmony. And are we not today in the crossroads of how humanity sees itself and has an identity issue, I think, when it comes to Mother Earth? And so I draw in a couple of chapters on how to live on country better. Doing some postgrad study in earth science and a business degree, I've always sort of dabbled on both sides of the coin, I guess, and it's how we move forward as people and place that we stay connected to country. And we have the oldest culture on planet Earth and the oldest continent on planet Earth. And we should be proud of that. And I think more and more Aussies are really understanding this now, which is really great. And I've worked with some incredible cultural ambassadors.
So I understand, as a white fella, you've been learning quite a lot. Who are some of these cultural leaders you've been learning from?
Well, many have passed away, sadly. Aboriginal health, of course, I've experienced it firsthand. We hear about these stats on the news that Aboriginal men and women die much younger. But Uncle Steve Goldsmith was a huge ambassador and someone I worked with, and he'd welcome to Country Rome Adelaide, the big festival we have in March in Adelaide. I've met, apart from Yothu Indi, Uncle Lewis O'Brien, and Paul Dixon was my spirit brother. He passed away too. And the front cover of the book is a beautiful image of an Aboriginal art painting of Max Mansell, who's a Tasmanian Aboriginal, and they've endured so much pain. So I sort of lost myself, to be honest. I sort of enjoy sitting around the fire with Alan Sumner, who's a Kaurna and Ngarrindjeri man as well. And so identity is really important, isn't it? Being strong with who we are and how we walk forward together, whatever the colour of your skin is. And for me stepping in as a white fella in this space, I feel it's really important. And I've had many aunties and uncles come up to me. We love you, Craig. And so I'm doing this for everyone.
My experience, everyone's different, but my experience trying to understand Aboriginal culture and learning and meeting people, people like Stevie Goldsmith, who was just an incredible member of the community, has always been with open arms and, wanting to share the culture and wanting to be a part of it. So it sounds like you've really been embraced.
Yes, correct. They welcome me around the fire, as Steve has always said with his welcome to country. We've always welcomed the different culture groups around the fire, and I think that's the beautiful nature of First Nations wisdom and their love for country and people. And absolutely. And his son, Jamie, and I still catch up. And I took Jamie to Arnhem Land when I was a young fellow. We went up and went to a special festival, and seeing men play the ukati, the didgeridoo, and their devotion to song on country was just... it was beautiful to see. And then the following morning, listening to women doing a cry ceremony on country. This beautiful culture, that journey of respect and love and appreciation, hence appreciation is gratitude. And so that's what I've lent into. So, which is, been an extraordinary story, which I'm sharing with everyone else. And I'm actually taking the book around the world. I'm nicking off to India, Europe and the US to promote the book. For me, yoga and meditation was a really, I sort of hit a perfect storm. I lost my father and Uncle Paul passed away, and other personal aspects of my life fell apart. And I discovered bhakti yoga and mindfulness. Of course, mindfulness for First Nations people, sitting still on country, is something they've done very well for thousands of years. So I draw the correlation between Indian culture and First Nations culture. And there's plenty of examples of that happening now, where we're seeing more awareness of our mind and being connected to country. And I think there's a lot of similarities where yoga and meditation can help with us to sort of slow down a bit. I think the world's going a bit too far.
Yeah, and be present and appreciate what's happening at that moment.
Exactly. Yeah, so true. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's all connected, isn't it? Mindfulness, gratitude, and appreciation of the environment that you live in. It's all interweaved.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, savoring those beautiful moments and being present for the smells. We're a bag of feelings, and we measure success with economic and other indicators, which is important for business. You've got to, you know, track money. But in coaching, it's all about feelings and emotions. So there's many countries now that are starting to measure their happiness of success. And I think that's something that government needs to think about, I feel. Gross domestic happiness indicators, perhaps, something like that.
Yeah.
So I talk about that in the book as well. Of course, you know, economic success is ecological success as well. If our environment is dirty, then we're not having an abundant, successful life. So I think a holistic approach to seeing the world. And there's good examples. I include a couple of reports and some extensive study into this. A couple of universities in England have been studying the successful countries. I think about 45 countries that were examined over a 40-year period, and equality countries that are more equal are more successful. And so I think we don't want to let anyone slip behind. You know, that metaphor that we're all in the boat together, if the boat starts sinking, a couple of people that are starting to fall behind, then we all sort of fall behind. So yeah.
Great. So what's planned for the launch?
I live on the Fluro, but I'm going back to my roots at Port Nalunga, which is an important dreaming story. My good friend Jamie Goldsmith is going to play the didgeridoo. I've got a couple of aunties that are coming, but all cultural groups. We've got some music and ceremonies as the sun goes down at 5 p.m. at Port Nalunga Beach.
Can everyone come along?
It's a free community event, which I'm putting on, book launch and some sing and dance on country, on fire as well, and upstairs in the Life Saving Club rooms at Port Nalunga. So, really excited, looking forward to the event.
Sounds beautiful. So lovely to hear your story and what you've learned and about your book. Thanks for joining us, Craig Cooper.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.